Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch. This is the Men's Room podcast with me, Tom Skinner, alongside the legend, and that is the 17th hardest footballer of all time, Neil Razor Ruddock. A reminder, you can see us and all of our amazing guests with your own eyes over on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Now, let's get into this week's podcast. How are we doing, you lovely, lovely people? Now, this is the Men's Room podcast with me, Tom Skinner, and of course, the absolute legend, ex-Millwall, ex-Liverpool, ex-West Ham, even ex-Spurs, Mr. Neil Razor Ruddock. How are you, bro?
Loving, man. Love you loads. Love you loads, mate.
So we're here at my favourite restaurant, Little Italy.
Yeah.
Last time we came here was a good night, wasn't it?
It was your book launch. But you went home with the ump. Too many people wanted to interview you. He's at his own book. You're at your own book launch and you've got the ump doing interviews promoting your own book.
Yeah, but you, listen, I had all my friends and my family there and you, right?
Yeah. I ended up with your dad getting kicked out with your dad at the end of the night.
But I come in and everyone's going, oh, like, I want to see all my friends and my family. And they stuck me in a corner over there and said, you've got to do 30 sank interviews. And yeah, I went...
Thomas, I'm going to tell you off now. Thomas, it's your book launch.
Exactly. I could have done it on the phone the next day.
You should have done it on the phone the next day. Well, me and Ryland, we stood right here. We had a nice drink for you. Well, I ain't glad. It was a free bar. Was it a free bar?
Free bar, yeah. I done me nuts on that.
You didn't have a drink. You went home, didn't you? Well, I drank yours.
You know what I can't understand? Why do people that interview people ask the most stupidest questions in the world? Do you remember, I was having an interview with you down there, and there was a bald going, who would play you in a film, Tom? Why is anyone ever going to make me in a film? What? Why? No, let's be honest. Like,
you ain't right. Yeah. You ain't right, you ain't wrong. That's mad, isn't it?
That's a good headline in the newspaper. It's obviously a slow news day that night, don't it?
So you just went home?
I literally...
So I'm talking for you.
I was having a few drinks, but I was getting pulled left, right and centre. I went to my wife, I went, babe, this is doing me head. I've got to go. And then Big Lanks, my mate Big Lanks, because it was raining, put his coat on, my wife said, and walked down there with him, and we got a black cab. And she went, you're lit. I went, I've had enough.
How's the book doing?
Yeah, we sold four now.
And three of them were giveaways.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? First time I've been on the tube for 25, 30 years today.
Really?
Right. So I've got in the tube, so I'm looking for... They don't have ticket offices anymore.
No.
You can pay with your card.
Just tap.
Yeah, I was waiting for the...
Told you that the other day, you can tap on a cut.
No, I ain't got it on my phone, because you showed me last week you got it on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got it on my phone. I'm not that good.
We ain't here to mess about.
Nope.
We are going to be doing probably the best podcast you're ever going to see in the world. That is a fact, right? But it's not just going to be a laugh. We're going to talk about some very serious issues. Men's mental health, it's a problem at the moment, isn't it?
I think it's one of them, especially in my day. I'm a lot older than you. If you had problems with my day, especially as a footballer, I'm speaking as an ex-footballer, it was a case of grow a pair of bollocks and get on with it. Yeah. You know, you couldn't have problems. You know, you was a bit of a sissy, you was a bit of a weak sort of attitude to life, you know, your weak personality. So you just had to get on with life and you had no one to talk to. I mean, nowadays footballers, you know, Liverpool even got a throw-in coach.
Yeah.
They got a coach, a throw-in coach. I mean, that's how mad the game's gone. But they got people to, you know, to sort of, you know, have a... put her arm around you, you know, shoulder to cry, so to speak, and talk about your problems. But when I played, it was grow a pair of bollocks and get on with it.
And is that, having that mentality when you was a footballer, is that what made you the 17th hardest footballer of all time?
I'm not happy with the 17th. I'm not happy with the 17th hardest footballer of all time. I'm dying to get in the top 10, just didn't make it. Top 20 ain't too bad, but you know what I mean? If you're going to be hard, you're going to be... And I don't think I was hard, man. I was quite a good player. You know, you don't play for the teams I played for. People just think, because I had a razor nickname, he was an hard man. I got sent off red-butting someone when I was playing at Southampton, and it sort of, you know, 2 seconds of madness has made a career out of being an hard man. But I was a better player than an hard man.
Who beat you, though, on the list?
I don't know.
You do know, come on.
I don't want to talk about it. It just winds me up, because I know every one of them I could smash. It winds me up.
I'll just name one that you can't believe beat you.
Billy Whitehurst, a fella called Billy Whitehurst, Mick Hartford, Duncan Ferguson, sorry, Big Duncan with him being there. But the other sort of 13-12 destroyed. Are you laughing at? Because you know I'm a big softie.
You're fuming at that, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm not happy.
No, but like, I mean, let's be honest. Like, that is still an achievement.
It's not really. It's not good. It's a bad. People always remember bad people before nice people, I believe.
Back then, everyone knows who you are. Everyone loves you.
It's a nickname, Razor, yeah. Because yeah. I think when people meet me, they realise I'm not the 17th hardest footballer in the world. I'm quite nice.
I know the story. Well, you told me the story of why you're called Razor.
Yeah. Because I'm sharp between the sheets.
It's because of the boxer, isn't it?
Donovan Razor Ruddock. Yeah, when I was at Tottenham, 17, 18, 1987-ish. Yeah, it's a 19, so it was 18-19. Frank Bruno fought Joe Bugner at White Hart Lane, and in the programme, in the thing, and the fella fought Donovan Razor Ruddock from Canada. So all the lads started calling me Razor. What a good nickname. I don't think Donovan Razor Ruddock in Canada, I think people call him Neil. Yeah. I don't think that'd be his nickname over there. Yeah, so he just stuck from there, and I mean... It's quite good because people only have to say Razor and you know what you're talking.
You know? Well, everyone knows you as Razor, mate.
They do, yeah. Everyone. Even my wife calls me Razor. She met me as Razor and she can't... You know, my mum hates it when my wife calls me Razor. No, his name's Neil. Don't sound 17th hardest footballer in the world, does it? Neil.
What was it like as a kid getting that first contract at Millwall? What was it like?
Unbelievable. All I wanted to do is make my dad proud. You know, my dad had to borrow £5 a week to get me to training, because if he didn't turn up training... It wasn't that your mum and dad couldn't afford to get you there. It was the kid had a bad attitude, didn't want to go training. So you know, get car started and get another one. So my dad had to borrow £5 a week to get me training, you know, to petrol to get me training. So I just wanted my dad to make me proud. And, you know, I was on 20, as apprentice, I was on £24.95. I had more money in my pocket then than I've ever had. So that means your mum used to get, you know, your digs money. Your mum used to get £100 a month. You used to get your travel. You see, £24.95, but it was in your pockets, you know, 16. It was amazing. And my first contract, I was signed at Millwall when I was 17, £120 a week. Oh, mate, you think I'm flash now. You should have seen me at 17 on £120 a week. It was unbelievable.
So when you got your first big, big check, yeah. was that the one at Tottenham?
Well, they weren't bad.
Liverpool. What was the one you can think, live when you think, I've had it off?
Made my ex-wife a millionaireess, that did.
Oh, really?
No, I went to Liverpool. That's when, you know, that's when I knew I made it. I mean, it was just, you know, stupid telling my numbers, but... You know, when I left Tottenham, fell out with your mate. That's what we got in common. Same we got in common. What? We've both been fired by Alan Sugar. We have. You don't realise you don't like me.
I'll gather that now. I sent him a picture of me and Razor, and I went, oh, with Razor, he loves you. And he put, lucky you.
Yeah, so I fell out with Alan Sugar at Tottenham, then I went to Liverpool, and that's where my life changed. So it was great, but what a place to go. What a place to play football.
Say you... Prime, 25,
yep.
At Liverpool. How would you get on in the squad today?
Well, I don't know. I mean, as I say, we was as fit as we could be. As I say, we didn't have the knowledge, the dietitians, you know. We just ate what we want, drunk what we want. We didn't have the know-how, we didn't have the education. So you don't know. I think if you know, it'd be easier for me as a defender to... You know, than the flair players, I believe, because you can, as I say, you can make tackles. It's all about positioning. You know, I would have been fitter, I would have been stronger, I would have been quicker. So, I like to say I would have been unbelievable. Van Dijk, nothing.
Didn't you break your leg though at Tottenham?
No, that was my debut. So I was 18. My debut at Tottenham playing Liverpool at home, and Terry Venables man put me in. I thought, I'm playing against Liverpool. I'm in Liverpool when I grew up. Steve Hodge got sent off in 6 minutes. My debut against Liverpool. Oh yeah, so we got 10 men, and yeah. then broke my leg in my first game.
How was that?
Just got up, walked off, didn't I?
17 farthest footballer of all time.
17. No, I was limp. I knew something was wrong. Saying, well, you know them days, can't we? You know,
yeah.
Man up.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You've only got kicks. So I've limped off. Something's wrong here. And then went to X-ray me. And I broke one of me. I broke the little bone, the tib fib, but I don't know the little one. So yeah. So that was the end of my sort of career. Come back, a couple of games. And Venables was there. Only, you know, I was about fifth in line back then. And he said, listen, I'm going to sell you someone. Go improve. Man yourself up again. Get better, get stronger, then I'll buy you back. He sold me, I went to Mill, then went to Southampton. I thought, you know, he's never going to buy me back. You know, it's just, you know, Give me sweet talk. And 3 years later, he bought me back.
What was he like? What was he like?
So he was unbelievable. He was, Venables, God bless, we just lost him with me. He's like East End boy. He knew. He just knew everything I'd done. If I'd been out, he'd know. It's like in any job, you're a manager, it's not just football managers, you're a manager of a building site, you know, you're the foreman at a factory. You've got to treat everyone different. Don't come in at half-time and... If your manager comes in at half-time and canes the whole team, you lose your strikers, your wingers and your goalkeeper because they play on confidence.
Of course, yeah.
Defenders, midfield players can, you know, make a few tackles and their confidence is back. If you're a flair player, you know, you lose your confidence. So he'd come in and he'd go through, he'd start with the goalkeeper, tell you what you've done wrong and then he'd make a big thing what you've done right. So the last thing in your head...
You've done that, yeah.
You're saying, thanks, ain't good. Then you go to the next one, you've done this wrong, but I'm telling you what about when you've done that? How good was that? So you
feel buzzed up.
So you buzzed up, and you're going back out and you're buzzed up. He'd come in after a game and you'd go into a player's lounge, and say, little Italy where we are, this is the player's lounge. So you have family, yeah, my family here, your family there. He'd come up to your family, he'd go to my mum, hello, Joyce, how you doing, Joyce? Me do my dad's name, wife's name, kids' names. Go to Nick, he knew everyone's name. So my mum's, as he's walking off, my mum's going, oh, Terry knows my name, Terry. And it makes me happy.
Yeah.
An happy footballer, a better footballer. Do you know what I mean? So just little thing. Until you come out of the game, you think, clever. Little things like that, Little touches like that, it makes you feel better.
Did you find it hard having that much money? Did you end up going bananas? What?
Yeah. Well, you can afford anything. I was 25 when I signed with Liverpool. So it was me and an ex-wife and Josh, my boy, who you went to school with. Yeah. So there was three of us. We had a 7-bedroom house. But why? But 3 cars. Why?
Yeah.
But when you're 25... Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you got to have it. I'm glad, you know, I ain't got that nowhere near that money now, that lifestyle now, but I'm glad I'd done it. Looking back now and saying, what a stupid so-and-so, but, mate, it was lovely, you know. Buy my mum, dad cars, my brother's cars and all, you know, so I did take the lads on holiday.
How good is that?
I'm glad, because most people don't get money till they're too old to take
really
the lads on holiday and buy cars for your brothers and that. They've got everything your brothers. So I was in my 20s, so... You know, yeah, I used to look after people.
We're going to talk about something a bit more difficult now, yeah? Boozing.
Yeah.
Boozing.
My problem was, since I was 12, played football, go training, 16, leave school, apprentice, pro footballer for nearly 20 years. I used to go work with 40 lads every day. You know, you've got the first team, you've got first team, second team, players, and the youth team. 40 lads together every day. I mean, the laugh you used to have. You've made one mistake, you imagine you're going to get hammered. Yeah, I mean, it was just tremendous going to work, you know, with 40 lads every day for a couple of hours. You used to be like, when you finish, 35, boom, retired. Oh, it's just, my life just, what do I do? I just took up golf. Love golf, got bored of that. Had a drink of that. You know, then I'd do something. Clay pigeon shooting, got that. Oh, bored. So that's why I'd go down the pub. Because I was famous, I could go any pub anywhere, I'd get a mate.
Of course, yeah.
And that's started drinking. So I thought, this is good. Everyone, you know, loves me. And so I just started boozing, started kidnapping people. Had a few, Bob. Not, you know, kidnapping people. If I don't know, you come with me. Like, you know.
Have a couple of beers.
Have one. We'll have one. You know, so it just spiraled out of control. And I thought, you know, she'd be, I'll buy her a Rolex, you know, keep her happy. In the end, he just, you know, he got hold of me and just said, no discipline. Because I needed that buzz. Needed that, you know, playing the games. No better than coming after a game, the buzz, you know, having a drink with the lads, after a game, everyone's happy and singing. And finished football, stopped. You know, I had no education about what you're going to do because I had a few bubble, didn't know to do anything. Footballers get their pension at 35.
Yeah.
So you got money. So you ain't got to go out there. I mean, it was like because I played for a big six team, I had enough money to retire at 35. which you can't. It's impossible to retire. Stop working at 35 is impossible. Yeah. After you've had an hectic life, 40 lads every day, you cannot just stop, sit at home, do the gardening, and it just got boring. And, you know, alcohol got hold of me and end up in rehab. You know, it was just couldn't control it. Just had to go out every day. I always say this: I had mad, bad, sad, glad disease. When I was mad, have a drink. Bad, have a drink. Sad, have a drink. Glad, have a drink. Every emotion I had, I could turn it into having a drink. Because of my marriage, my first marriage.
What, drink. Drinking?
Drink cost my marriage, yeah. I'd go fly to Dublin and...
Just drink,
yeah. Just get beat. I'm an Irishman. I'll end up in Dublin one day. And so, like, in Dublin, think, oh, no.
Would you wake up and think, ah, shit, I'm on the beers today, or...
No, I'd wake up and I'm, oh, mad, bad, bad, glad, sad...
And just go,
I'm mad with myself. I'm going to have a drink because I'm mad with myself. I've been bad. I'm going to have a drink. I'm sad. I'm going to have a drink. I'm glad. And I'm saying, every emotion you have...
Drink
is every emotion you have, you turn it into an excuse to have a drink, so be careful. You know, I went and done Harry Zero's TV show, Harry Zero's. It was ironic, really, because it was like 50-year-old ex-international footballers, Harry Redknapp, my old West Ham manager, TV show, TV company, got hold of that. Just getting the words out there. You know, when you get to 45, 50s, you've got to get yourself checked out. So, you know, I was... big, fat and overweight. And so we'd done a TV show about getting physical and mental health out of the games to get yourself checked out. And it was, we'd done the show and I nearly collapsed training. Went all faint and it was me. It taught me a lesson. Without that TV show, I could be dead. The doctor gave me two months, he gave me. And when I got tested, my eye, he said, you've got 2 months to live. Ended up, I've got a pacemaker, had a gastric sleeve, so I've lost over nine stone now. But without that TV show that we're trying to get the audience...
Saved
to be sensible, it saved my life. Because this is what we do. If you're driving down the road in your car and your car makes a noise, you take it to the mechanic, pay money to go and get it fixed. If we're walking down the road and you feel a bit giddy in that, we won't go and see the doctor in case he tells us it's bad news and we can't go out and piss on a Saturday with the lads. It's crazy. So, I've got through it, I'm here, but as I say, down to drink, it, 2 months away from death. Fact.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
I've seen your videos again, mate. You're very sort of positive and you're a good influence. As I said, you're a good influence. A lot of people watch that because you get up in the morning, hey, hello, everybody. Hello, you lovely people.
Good morning and happy Monday. How are we doing, you lovely people? Now today is Tuesday morning. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Good morning and happy Thursday.
Good morning and happy Friday. Now what a beautiful morning. The sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky.
I watch it, puts me in a good mood.
So I've always been a grafter my whole life. I've worked my whole life hard. I've been up, I've been down, I've been up, I've been down. I mean, it weren't too long ago, that I went skiing. My mum has got a two-bedroom, two-up, two-down house in Hornchurch, And in my mid-20s, I had to move back to my mum's, right? My mum, bless her, bought me a pull-out futon out of Argos, and I was sleeping on the floor downstairs, and I was looking at my mates all getting proper good jobs and cracking on, and I thought, why am I here? I'm the hardest working one out of all my pals, right? I'm a grafter, I don't know how to make money, but my problem was, I'd be up the West End, I'd be in places like here, ironing out. If I earned a grand on a Sunday in the market, I'd iron it out. I'd be vanning, I was having a right bad time, but I never let it get to me. I just thought, how am I gonna get out of this? And I didn't even have tenner to put in the van to go anywhere. And I just got myself out of it by working my nuts off, believing in myself, not giving up. And I got into people and I worked really hard and ended up getting this pillow business and I done well with it. And I met my beautiful wife. When I met her, I thought, you know what? I ain't having this no more. Like, because when I was in my early 20s, I was driving Audi convertible, big gold watch, few quid. Mid-20s, I'm skint. And I thought, I want to start a family. Then my wife was the one who got me onto The Apprentice. Because I went, they ain't never going to have me on The Apprentice. I've got criminal records. I've been up to no good when I was younger. I sell things out the back of a van on Marksville. Why would they have me on there? She went, no, because you, she went, you're the best salesperson I've ever met in my life. She went, you got me. You know what I mean? You're an ugly bastard. And she filled out the form, went on The Apprentice, and it helped me get a platform on social media. And then it was a couple of Christmases ago, my group of boys, we're like brothers. We've all worked with me since I was kids, And I've got mates that have done a long time in prison, come out, they still work with me now, you know? Like, we're like a little brotherhood. And they're my family, my friends. And every morning, whether it's pissing down the rain, I've gone, right, today, lads, we're going to go out there, we're going to give it 110%. We're going to march on that stand. We've got some laughing monkeys. We're going
to... So you're like the Terry, Venables to them now.
And I've done it. And then one of the big lanks went to me one day, but mate, you've got to film this and put it on Instagram. You got 70,000 followers a few years ago. And I went, really? And he went, yeah, just do it, Tom, just do it. I went, all right. And I've done the video. I've done, well, I'm here in Dino's cap because we go Dino's
cap. You lovely, well, morning, you lovely people.
Steak pie.
that's the one, 6 o'clock in the morning. Because we don't realise you've been up, that's your free dinner, innit?
And we've done this video, and I think the first video I ever done got something like 3 million views and thousands and thousands and thousands, and loads of people messaged. And I thought, wow, we'll do it again tomorrow. We've done it again. And then it was coming up to Christmas, and the market's doing well, and I kept doing them, and people going, mate, you know what? I was going to stand, but I was getting these lovely messages.
That is an amazing thing, though, how good it makes you feel.
Of course.
If one person says, mate, I was going to stay in bed today, I've got out of bed because of that video.
What happened was, then I knew that I was onto saying it, like helping people. I got a DM, a serious DM, and I read it, and it was like 2, 3 in the morning, just getting up to work. And someone said to me, look, I've done it. I'd written a letter. I've told my family, I'm going to kill myself. And I've sat here, and someone sent me your page. And I've scrolled through 15 or 20 of your motivational videos. And I've, because of you, I haven't killed myself. And I was like, what? It's made me a bit emotional thinking about it.
No,
and I
thought, beautiful.
What? And I thought, that's one person that's reached out and said,
amazing.
Thinking
mate.
Of people that haven't reached out and said that. And I thought, you know what? I've got this platform. I'm always up. I'm always grafting. I'm going to share it. And powers of mine said, Tom, you keep me going. You, mate. And I've always been that mate. Come on, let's have it. You know what I mean? We're doing this. Nothing can stop us. We're untouchable.
That's it. This is what the men's room's all about.
We are going to march on. They might knock us down, but we get back up.
There's two questions I want to ask you before we leave. Number one, where's Bosch come from? And number two, The Apprentice. Is it real? Is it reality? Is it a couple of takes? Is there sniggering when he has a go at you? Do people like when the headmaster has a go at you and someone laughs or someone farts? So where's Bosch come from? What's The Apprentice really like?
So Bosch comes from my dad.
Okay.
So my dad and all his mates are characters. They love it, right?
Yeah.
And they've all, as a kid growing up, Bosch is what they've always said. Bosch, 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 Bosch. Right, they've always said it, yeah? Like my dad used to sell wardrobes in the markets when he was younger than me. And he used to say Bosch and I'm like, when he done a good deal. And I've always said
Bosch is a good thing. Like,
yeah, it's
I've
like,
had it
yeah,
off.
Bosch, Bosch. And, And I've always been brought up Sam Bosch from as a kid. My nickname was Bosch, you know, like, and I've always said it non-stop. So I had Bosch beds, I've got Bosch boxing gym, I've got Bosch workwear, Bosch communications, all my companies have always been called Bosch. But B-O-S-H, not ripping you off, Bosch, the big Bosch, you know what I mean? And any legal people out there watching. And when I went on The Apprentice back in 2018, I think it was, we filmed that, I didn't realise how many times I actually said it. And when they made the edit, the geezer came to me and went, Tommy, went, you say Bosch all the time, we're going to make a thing of it on a show. I went, oh, really? I didn't even know. And then when it aired out in October at the end of the year, I got called the Bosch man because I said something. And all my businesses were called Bosch. I've got seven number plates all with Bosch for all my different cars. Like, Bosch is just my thing. And I sort of put it on social media. And now you can't go anywhere.
Do you get people shouting Bosch when you walk down the street?
All the time. Bosch. All the time. Like when I do my signature, I put Bosch on the end now. That's what's happened. And now everyone on TikTok is saying Bosch. I've just made Bosch like, I don't know.
A Bosch. It's a Bosch. It'd be in the dictionary, Bosch. So what was The Apprentice like? Is it real life or is
it
a bit?
Yeah, it was like going to jail.
Was it?
Let me tell you why. You go there, you got your suitcase, you can have a little suitcase and little pull-ons with your four shirts, two suits and a pair of shoes. And you go in there and they go, phone, money, boom. Take your phone off, your everything. You walk into this house with, I think it's 18 other people, or 17 other people, it's 18 in total. You're in this house, they tell you, you went to sleep, eat, wake up. It was all right for me because I used to get up early, so I found it quite easy, that bit.
Yeah.
And it isn't set up. It isn't set up. But one task takes 3 days.
Oh,
so what you see in 45 minutes is 3 days long. But they're obviously, listen, they do set, it's TV. Like you'll be going, right, go down this road here, Neil, and we want you to sell these tickets. The producers will be the cameras and they'll go, no, don't buy nothing of them. Like, you know what I mean? They make it a little bit more difficult. Because on the first day, I was with Karen Brady, and I went, listen, mate, just say yes, and you'll be on the telly. And Karen went, Tom, I'll throw you out this process. You can't do that.
Why not?
Selling tickets. You know what I mean? And you've got to try and make it real. And another thing on there is it's all hypothetical value. So you're not actually selling nothing. It's all hypothetical. Like, you know, when they say, oh, we've done £1 million worth of sales, it's hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. You
know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, it is real in the boardroom. The boardroom takes a couple of hours, which people don't know.
That's intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky Lord Trigger liked me. Like, because you had no phone, you couldn't bring my family anything outside. Yeah. Lord Trigger used to go, come here, give me the football score. He's all right, Lord Trigger. Yeah. Like, I've got on well with him, you know what I mean? And I know he don't like you. he was really good to me. And that show changed my life, you know?
Yeah,
like,
really.
That's why I'm sitting with legends like you, because I went on that show all them years ago.
Well, I like to say you ain't wrong, Tom, because you wouldn't be sat next to a legend unless you went on The Apprentice. Listen, mate, love to see you. See you next week.
See
Do
you
another
soon.
One, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Good idea, this is.
So listen, that was episode number one of the Men's Room podcast with TalkSport, with the legend, Mr. Neil Fraser Ruddock. Now, guys, please like it, please share it, please watch it, do whatever you've got to do. YouTube, it's everywhere, because if you don't, the 17th hardest footballer of all time is coming to get you.
Good darts. Good darts.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.